So, listen to this carefully as we examine these words. Hebrews 11:1, go ahead and put that up, guy, girls and guys, whoever. Go ahead and put that up. Hebrews 11:1. King James said, now faith is. When is faith? Or you could say faith is, and still be saying what? Faith is now. Well, we see faith is where? In the present tense, right? Because it says, now faith is. What is faith? Now faith is substance, right? Faith is what? What is substance? What is substance? It's something tangible, wouldn't you say? Huh? It is something that is tangible. You can take hold of it and make it work for you. Because this material that you see several years ago, I noticed, you know, he said, what are you doing? I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Several years ago, I want to make this as simple but profound as I possibly can by the Holy Spirit. Is that okay? Several years ago, I remember very well, we had Notoria to contact the company. She did. We ordered all these chairs. And at one time, there was not chairs like that in the other building. She ordered them. We ordered them. And they showed up. Look what you're doing now. Because they are here, you're sitting in them. At one time, they were not tangible. But now, we have used them for several years, many years. Because it was somewhere in the unseen, we didn't have them. But because we made contact with the right stuff in this natural realm, we got these chairs here. Am I right? Well, at that time we didn't see them, they still existed. Somewhere in some form. Are y'all gonna follow me today? But we knew what number to call. We know what company to make contact with. And when we made contact, did you see the guy you talked to? We made communication with the guy. There was some transaction took place. They're sitting here. Now, I had an illustration. I may get to it the next time I preach. But I'm going to take care of this part because God wants us to learn some things about Him. Okay? And when we made the necessary transaction, you're sitting in the seats. Jesus came here some 2,000 years ago. He made some transaction. He did some things. There were some things that he took care of in this earth realm on our behalf. There were some things that had us separated from God, alienated, and we were eliminated from the benefits of the covenant of promises. Right? But Jesus came and did some things, being instructed by Father God, Holy Spirit. And he stopped the work of destruction in your life in my life. And he reversed it and made available to you where you have access to God's kingdom that you can call for whatever is good, right, and perfect. You can say some words, and it will release from the unseen realm and bring into the scene what you didn't have, couldn't do. And all of a sudden, there it is in manifestation, revelation, information given to you to take hold and do what was in the past you couldn't do. So, how did this happen? Well, we learned we went to school. Some of us went on to college. Some did further studies on further. And we obtained certain amount of degrees and level of education. And we learned things, how to do this and do this. And you came back from going to school in some company, or individual, some company hired you to do something so they could do what? So they could serve to the public what they needed, what they would buy, what they would purchase. Some of the things we buy, we don't need them, but we get them anyway. And because of your education, because of your sacrifice and your learning, you're now able to bring in some resources to this company so they can pay you so you can make money and give to the public what they need or what they want or what they desire. Right? Are you following me so far, y'all, this out there? Well, God sent Jesus. He brought into this earth realm where there was total darkness. We were bound by it, controlled by it, and destroyed, being destroyed by it. He came, he was the only light. Isn't it amazing how God can do stuff? He found one man that would listen to him. He in the covenant with him. One man in the midst of all this darkness. And he could work with this man and start a line of peoples to bring in one man that were going to operate in this earth realm and bring light to us about this realm that we don't see. Am I communicating with you on a level you can grasp this today? And when Jesus came here, he knew exactly that. That's why Satan couldn't trick him, Satan couldn't fool him, and all the other stuff that he tried to do, because he knew exactly. It wasn't a question. It was not something he was guessing about. It wasn't something he imagined about. He knew absolutely. I am God and I am man. I laid aside my deity to operate with the anointing of God, a man in this earth, that I can bring from heaven this realm that the eyes of a natural man cannot see, cannot touch, don't know how to get in touch with. But I'm coming here as a man. And I am a man, but I got the anointing of God, the life of God inside of me to bring into this realm what is in heaven. That people that live here, when they are born again, are brought over into this realm,